Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight, Chi High and Wausau West, a non-conference hockey game here tonight. And man, it feels just like a night made for hockey. 15 below overnight tonight. Connie Feedy with me on Cardinal Countdown show. And we can open up the doors, I guess, and have some real nice ice tonight.
Yeah, real hard, fast ice, I'll say. Air conditioning going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. A little warmer inside. And Chi High hoping to heat things up a little bit. A team that's won two in a row against a team that's really on a roll, Wausau West, led by head coach Brian Brandt. It is 11th season, 11-4 on the season. They're 5-1 in conference. They have won five straight, eight of their last nine. And Chi High's really got their work cut out for them this week with West here tonight and then back on this ice again tomorrow night for conference game against New Richmond, a team that's 7-4, state champions a couple of years ago. Then on the road against Eau Claire Memorial on Thursday night. Three tough games in 4 days.
Yeah, it's a heck of a schedule. You know, this game being made up with the snow day that happened back in December. Just kind of like this is the date they found to happen to be two big games on Tuesday and Thursday as well. So Chi High has their work cut out for them for sure.
Wausau West played at Middleton over the weekend. They have played four games in the last 5 days. So they're kind of beat up and worn out too.
Yeah, that might give Chi High a little bit of an advantage. You know, they had two games last week and they had success at both games. So they're coming on a little bit of a win. And that will be good for them with momentum and attitudes that way.
Cards have won two straight. Who could forget our Eau Claire North victory last week? Double overtime, shorty by Foyles to win it in the second overtime. And then Chi High back here to take care of business against Menominee 5-0. So, a season where the team has been up and down, a little mini streak is okay.
Absolutely. You know, whether you're playing the best teams or not, a win is a win, and it's a good feeling going into a tough game like this, knowing you had two wins in your conference as well.
Right, absolutely. Jackson LeMay, a couple of goals. Brett Carlson, a goal and an assist. Andy Brovold, the freshman goaltender, was in net for Matt Luckowitz on Thursday night, and he'll be back there again tonight. We'll get to know Andrew Brovold, a freshman. And, you know, his numbers are not great, but it's a big step to go from being a freshman playing Bantams last year to varsity hockey.
And, you know, I'm a goalie parent, so I can feel this pain when you go to a game and you don't get every shot put on net. And, you know, it doesn't get counted because I was watching that Stevens Point game. I'm like, they're not keeping track of shots. And so Andrew definitely saw a lot of shots that game and had eight goals. And so that kind of skews the data that way. And then also, you know, he's a heck of an athlete. He's a student of the game. And I expect that he's going to keep getting massive improvements every year. You know, he didn't start hockey until his second year of Pee-wee hockey.
Wow.
Yeah. So you don't go from a never play hockey before to then Bantam A goaltender the next year. And then now, you know, making wheel teams and starting varsity hockey the freshman without being an amazing athlete and a student of the game.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to watch him grow.
Absolutely.
In the game.
This will be a big test for him. For sure. Yeah.
Well, you got to get tested sometime.
Yes.
And he already has against Stevens Point, the number one team in the state. And he's going to grow and learn and be better for
it. He has a good head game, so he's going to get better and not fall apart.
All right, we're on Cards TV as well. Go over to WOGO.com and go to the bottom of the sports schedule page. You can click on Cards TV and hear our audio tonight. Tomorrow we'll be on YouTube as we wrap up our coverage on YouTube. You can subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube, and you'll never miss a game. We'll be back on YouTube tomorrow night and at Hobbs against Memorial on Thursday night. Cardinal Countdown, Greg and Connie here. Our producer tonight, Gavin Bobey, back at the WOGO Studios. And Connie, time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think for the Cards to win their third straight? What do they have to do?
Kind of goes off of that conversation we just had about goaltending. It's going to be a goaltender's game, I think, tonight. Wausau West has an amazing goaltender, sophomore. He's, you know, known across the state as being solid. As we saw against Eau Claire North, who has a great goaltender, they're going to need a lot of shots on net. I think the official score sheet last Tuesday said 47 shots against Eau Claire North. They're going to need that again. And it's going to be a harder game to get that many shots, but that's what they're going to need to do and get that goaltender moving. And our goaltender, Drew Goldball, is going to have to step up and be really tall on net.
Okay. There you go. Our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Cardinal Countdown tonight on WOGO Radio, WOGO.com, and Cards TV. Chi High hosting Wausau West here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And we will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Cardinal Countdown from the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight, ahead of the non-conference game, Chi High hosting Wausau West tonight. West at 11-4. They have won five straight, eight of their last nine. Nice season so far for West, a more mature team. Chi High beat them last year by a 4-2 count, part of that 17-game winning streak for the number one team in the state. But Cards have lost some bodies from that team. West has grown a bit, so they might be considered the favorite here tonight. But Chi High is playing good hockey, having won two straight. Both games scoring five goals against Eau Claire North, the double overtime thriller down at Hobbs last Tuesday, and Thursday's game back here in Chippewa, a 5-0 shutout of Menominee. Connie talked about the importance of the goaltender, so let's get to the matchup here tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. It's a sophomore, a sensational soft, 5'10", 170 pounds, Julian Scalcucci. And he comes in here with a 9-4 record, 217 goals against, and a save percentage of 916. And for the Cards, the freshman's going to get the call tonight again, Andrew Brovold. He is 2-4 on the season. Goals against average, it's up there a bit, but I'm sure it's going to come down over time. 4.81 goals against average. And Brove's save percentage at 87.5. Cards 5-7-1 overall. They are 3-2-1 in the BRC. They're kind of sitting in the middle. You got Hudson, Memorial, and New Richmond, the team we're going to see tomorrow night. 1-2-3 in the BRC. Then comes Chippewa Falls, River Falls, Eau Claire North, Menominee. And bringing up the bottom is Rice Lake at 1-5. So the Cards, an important week here. They play New Richmond, then Memorial after tonight. If they can pull off a couple of victories out of the three, and a sweep of the week would be fantastic. But this would be a great contest here tonight, playing Wausau West at home. Warriors last year lost to Hudson in the regionals 4-1. They finished 12-13 overall last year. Beat Merrill 8-0 in the first game of the regionals, then lost to Hudson 4-1 in the regional final. They've got some guys back on the All-Valley Conference team. Genther, DePoit, Boleen, Damro, one of the Damro boys in that Valley Conference, All-Valley Conference team last year. So they got some guys coming back this year, a little deeper team than we saw last year. Waiting for Connie to join Matt Luckowitz, head coach of the Cards, downstairs for our Cardinal Countdown interview. We'll get to that in just a moment, live downstairs. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations to turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Let's get downstairs. I believe Connie is with Lucky right now. Connie, take it away.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm here with head coach Matt Luckowitz, coming off a two-game winning streak, facing a really solid Wausau West team who's won the last five of their games. How are you feeling about tonight's matchup?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one of those where we had to make it up, you know, because of that huge snowstorm that we had. You know, and we put it in a week that, I mean, there's not a lot of options when you look at this late in the season. Great team. We watched them play over in the holiday tournament. They move the puck well from top to bottom. They've got a lot of skilled players. Top 10 team in the state. And then, you know, got to face them tonight. And then we're looking, you got New Richmond, and then you got Memorial coming too. So this is a big week of hockey. Never easy to have three games in a week, and especially games back to back like we have tonight and tomorrow night. But it starts tonight. We've got a big opponent here. We're on our home ice, which is good. Got some players that got the sick bug this week, so we're a little short-staffed tonight, but we're going to give it all we can.
Absolutely. You have to do that every day, and I think a lot of teams locally are facing that same sick bug. But Wausau West has an excellent goaltender. Is there any strategy that you're facing right now or thinking about right now to help get some goals behind him?
Well, the thing is, if you give him shots, and we talked about this before the game, if you give him shots and you build his confidence, he's going to be on and he's going to get hot. But you can also break that confidence, and he can get a little testy back there, as high school players typically can, and he'll start slamming his stick a little bit. So what version do you want tonight? That's up to us. We got to come out. We got to put pucks on net. Been talking about shooting the puck, shooting from anywhere and everywhere. We've got to get shots on him. We've got to test him early tonight.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you have a great success tonight that leads into tomorrow. You definitely have a hard schedule, as you've talked about all season. So good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Connie.
All right, Connie, thank you. Downstairs live on our Cardinal Countdown Show, head coach Matt Luckowitz hoping for a win here tonight against Wausau West. That is something he could take to the end of the season as well. Put that in his quiver for a seeding meeting. West at 11-4, Chi-High 5-7-1. And we'll come back. Team's going to hit the ice here shortly. We'll have the starting lineups and puck drop for you at the top of the hour. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
WOGO Radio tonight, Chi High Hockey against Wausau West. As Matt Luckowitz mentioned, Connie, the bug has hit the team a little bit. Sam Johnson's out tonight, Easton Skelton. The freshman's going to not be here tonight as well. And some other guys just kind of getting over the crud here.
Yeah, the crud is definitely going around. A lot of teams locally, I've heard of it kind of, you know, players being told, don't come to practice, you're not feeling well.
Right. Don't spread it around. Huh?
Exactly. It messes up your lines. You know, hopefully you can get everyone gelling together when you have some, you know, key players that are out right now.
Yeah, it's hard to avoid that, though. I mean, you're going to school, you got the academics part of it. You're going to be there every day. Kids are spreading the stuff around.
Absolutely. They're hanging out.
They're not in isolation chambers, that's for sure.
No,
you know, as a mom.
It's not 2020 anymore.
Right.
So the kids are together. They're talking to each other. They're hanging out, and the bugs are going.
It's
going to
happen.
It is.
Yeah,
yep.
It goes through a locker room. So hopefully we can limit that and get these guys back again very, very shortly on the ice. So Chi High playing just a little bit shorthanded here tonight. Our reffing crew, Lee Darrow and Dash Mon, are the referees. Tim Bowman is our linesman here tonight. Wausau West in the blue sweaters with the gold and white trim and blue breezers here tonight. They skate out here. Big team. We've got some big players. We saw big players in the JV game and some pretty good-sized players here on varsity, by the way. West beat Chi High 2-0 on the JV game here tonight. Here comes Chi High and the home whites with the black breezers and the red and white trim here tonight, hoping to win their third straight longest winning streak of the season for Chi High. And maybe starting to get their act together here a little bit as we come into this home game.
Yeah, finding their identity. You know, it's a different team from last year.
Yeah, it sure is. And losing all those guys, some of these guys step up, some of these seniors, and kind of lead the team here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over to Tom Boydell, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting lineup for the Wausau West Warriors, in goal, number one, Julian Scalcucci. The defenseman, number 18, Ethan Rohde. And number 21, Tegan Rasmus. At center, number 19, Cooper DePoit. And the wings, number 9, Owen Pergolski. And number 10, Chase Crass. And the rest of the Warriors, along with their head coach, Brian Brandt Jr., and assistant coaches Travis Brown, Sam Wiegert, Jed Weichs, Aaron Gunther, and Dane Hagedorn. And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals, in goal, number 31, Andy Brovals. The defenseman, number 4, Brett Krista. And number 5, Sam Hebert. The center, number 16, Matt Frenette. And the wings, number 15, Brett Carlson. And number 21, Jackson Lemay. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckowitz, and assistant coach, Jason Krista.
All right, there you go. Cardinal countdown and drop of the puck just 2 minutes away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here's Carlson! We're tied! Breakaway chance!
2-on-0.
Here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in and scores! Chi-Hi wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Cards Hockey tonight. Tomorrow night we've got New Richmond back here in the barn. And on the road Thursday night against Eau Claire Memorial. The Cards forward line, including Matt Frenette. The sophomore comes up to center Brett Carlson and LeMay. Defensively, it is Brett Krista, Sam Hebert. Rogolski, DeVoit, Crass up front for Wausau West. Sophomore, junior, and junior. Rodian Rasmus, the defenseman, a senior and junior. And here we go, underway. Monday night hockey, unusual. Usually it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, but this one is a makeup game, postponed back in December because of snow, and playing it tonight. Just underway, about a half a minute gone here in the first period. The puck slides into the Chi-High zone, right along the goal line. Wausau West, forward to forward. They've got it now deep in the zone. Now they'll bank it off the boards, back up on top. It is lobbed into the left wing corner. And the Cards finally clear through center. And a quick line change for Chi-High, but that's going to be an icing call right here. 16-17, just underway for high school hockey tonight.
Yeah, we really saw the speed of Wausau West in that shift. You know, Cards got it down deep in the Wausau end, and they broke it out of their zone quickly, and then, wow, did they put on a forecheck. So it'll be interesting to see how Chi-High responds to that speed.
Second line's matched up right now. Cade and Hendricks Damro, the wings on the second line. Brothers and Boleen is the center. And the Cards will throw out Dane Krista to center this line. Joe always also includes Andy Johnson. Here's Wausau West. They carry it right to the net. Promo with the save. Ramped off the wall. And West goes D to D. On the near side is Jones. Jones and Gravine, the defenseman right now. West brings it bottom of the circle on the near side. There's a shot kicked off a Cards player and ricochets into the right wing corner. And a flurry put on by West. They are really buzzing around our net. Comes back to Gravine. The defenseman, wrist shot, drifts wide, kicks out of the curl, and the Cards just try to clean it up and get it out of their own zone. 15-35, West still wheeling and dealing in our defensive zone, and now it ricochets and ramps right out of the zone, and West throws it right on net again, and Provold, seeing Boleen come right into his grill, will put the glove on that and hang on.
Yeah, Wausau West is definitely putting a lot of pressure on right away, and they're definitely a fast team.
Yep.
Chi High is going to have to adapt to that speed. They haven't seen that the last two games.
15-22, here are the first, no score. Cards and Wausau West, the drop to the glove side in the circle of Brobold on the half wall, falling down as Avery pops right back up again, but the puck's still inside the blue line. Now it comes back for Zach Black. And he tried to turn it out, fanned on it, tipped aside on the wall on the near side. Still inside the Cards defensive zone. Kick toward the net. Brobold with the save. Sticks that one left wing corner. And it's going to be carried out by the Cards. And here is Carter Johnson. Johnson a little banged up by the bug himself, but coming off the list of guys who are carrying that stuff around, and he's back on the ice right now. There's a shot on net. Brobold with the save. I don't even think he saw it. It came through several sets of legs, and Ander was able to steer that one off to the wall on the far side. Here's a pick by Carlson. Brett tried to walk it in. It popped up on his stick. Now he'll try to go back for LeMay, and he was stood up on the check. Couldn't find the rock. And here comes Wausau West on the break. Between the blue lines, across the line, is DePoit on that first line. Had it poke-checked off his stick and cleared all the way down and hopped over the blade of Gravine, so no icing's going to be called as it went deep in the Warriors' zone. Cards trying to mount some kind of charge here tonight. Shots few and far between for them so far. They've kind of been back on their heels here. This one nubbed off the wall by Fredette. Got a piece of it, just got it inside the West zone, and they carried it back out again, and the Cards going to return it on net. This is right on for Scalcucci. The goaltender, been kind of quiet for him so far, and the puck on the half fence in the West zone. Cards had a couple of players in on it, but it's taken away now by Crass. Chase Crass comes in. Will lift a shot, goes over Brobold, the goaltender, rips off the window, and here's the Cards in transition. Across the line comes Ethan Foyles, and then had it swept off his blade. And the West player, that's Crass, puts it on net. Saved by Brobold, and cleared out to the center circle by Chi High. Another one-timer. A bullet laid in on Brobold, but an offsides call here on Wausau West. They had a player in the zone. We're 4 minutes into the period, and it just seems like the ice is tilted. To Wausau West's advantage so far.
Yeah, it sure does. They're just going harder and faster than the Cards are. I've noticed some lackluster back checking, but hey, our first line came out really strong and had a really great first shift or second shift, so hopefully they can keep having those.
Zach Black, the center on this line, along with Carter Johnson and Dylan Bast up front. The Cards with Burmeister back and Fredette, Austin Fredette the D. And this one is dropped in the Chi High zone. Comes in behind Provold. Scramble for it right there. Zach Black gets on it. Pins it up against the yellow stripe. Going to be peeled off now by Austin Fredette. They carried it out to neutral. Then lost it there. Coughed it up. And West has got it right now. Tapped off the boards. They coughed it up themselves. Came off the near wall and ricocheted on Scalcucci. And so the sophomore goaltender put the mitt on that and hang on with 12:28 left to go. Still zeros up on the board here.
Yeah, Drew's had a couple of key saves where he's been able to see through traffic and get that leg save at the right at the last minute.
This is our first radio game with Brovold. You've seen him before. What do you think?
Oh, he's an excellent goaltender. He does a great job tracking the puck, staying focused in the game. He doesn't get rattled. I think this will be a good test for him.
This one is chucked out to neutral ice as Wausau West tries to bring it in, and the Cards have it right now. Swept in there by Matt Fournette. Comes around the board. It's going to be stopped by Scalcucci behind his net, and he'll leave it for his deep. Here they come. It's popped out for Cade Damro. Damro in. A shot taken right there as he dropped it between the circles. A one-timer. And Chai High in transition. This is going to be lifted out by Fournette, and he'll skate off on the quick line change here. 11:47 left to go. Here's Andy Johnson. Johnson moves in, tries to go forehand. That one tipped off a Wausau West player, and it comes back out to neutral and feathered ahead by Brett Krista on the INT. Quick tic-tac-toe for West, and it's going to be taken now by Joe Gravine, the defenseman. He'll wire one in, and now it comes out. Cards trying to march out of their own zone. Here is Krista, goes D to D on the near wing. 11:15 and counting left to go, first period. Chai High looking for their sixth win of the season. West has got it in the near wing corner. They park their D right inside the blue line, waiting for a feed from bottom to top, and this one's going to just hop over the line, and Chai High works it out. Here they come. The Cards, Dylan Bast into the zone. Bast kind of one on four as the Cards were making some moves personnel-wise on the ice, and Wausau West brings it out to neutral ice. There it's picked off by the Cards, but they give it up again, and West will dump it in and try to chase it down. 10:35 left to go, first period. Shots are 8-1 in favor of the road team. Here is West right now. Finn Rickard has it, drops it off the glove. Now drops one down in the near corner for Crass, the center on this line. Chai High with the INT, and here they come. Jackson LeMay, he's got wheels, the track star. LeMay tries to turn it past the defenseman and then try to get it on deep. Lost it behind the goaltender, and this one hops over into the left wing elbow. Chai High trying to force it in. Burmeister overskated it. West will carry it back the other direction. This one is off a Chai High skate, right on Brovold, and they found the five hole. Brovold made the initial save.
He did, and you know, there were several navy blue sweaters right there with not a lot of white picking up sticks and getting in their way and being annoying. So that makes it really difficult for any goaltender to stop those.
Pergolski will get the goal here in the first period.
Yeah, we got to get some better basic passes, tape to tape. Wausau is going to take advantage of any turnover, which is what happened. There's a turnover. They intercepted the pass, created that opportunity.
Yeah, they're
hungry.
They're hungry. They're spending a lot of time in our zone, and sooner or later, goaltender can't stop everything. And
no,
he has to get some help from his teammates here. So a 1-0 count for Chai High. 7:06 time of the goal. Pergolski, the sophomore with the goal, the assist going to Cooper DePoit, the center on that line, and Crass the wing, so the entire line gets a point here at 7:06. Even strength goal, and the Warriors up 1-0. I was just going to say they're averaging almost five goals per game, so this is a team that can find the back of the net.
And yeah, they definitely go hard on that forecheck, so they're hungry for it. They don't give up. There's no coasting on their team.
There's the face-off. Cards try to back it out of their own zone. That was Krista. Headbanding pass there for Chai High. They got it into the Wausau West zone. Now it pops back out. Here is Krista. The defenseman works it back for some time and space, and this one's going to come back out between the blue lines as Dylan Bast tries to work it into the zone. West in transition, brought in by Bolin. And it snapped off his stick, and the Cards going back the other direction. Long lead pass for Dane Krista. Got in there but couldn't control it. Tip back out, and we're in the Chai High zone. 8:59 left to go in the first period. 1-0 Wausau West. Back to the point. One-timer there by the defenseman. That's Joe Gravine. Loaded one up. Now it comes on the near side. There's a one-timer.
Wow.
From Tegan Rasmus. And Broholt with the save to keep it 1-0. Chi High up the ice. Here is Carlson. Carlson tried to dangle past the D. Coughed it up, and Wausau West working it up the ice right now. Here's a long pass for Wendell. Wendell into the zone, 1-on-4. Wendell driven into the wall. Chi High finds the empty puck and works it forward to forward on the near side. Wired ahead by Carlson, and it's loose at neutral ice. Picked up by the Warriors. They have it. And a shot taken from the top of the circle. I think Broholt would like to have that one back. He might have been a bit screened, but it's 2-0 Wausau West as they shelf the freshman.
Yeah, Broholt definitely wants that one back. It's blocker side, but just a perfect shot, and he was there, but, you know, you miss it, it's a goal. It's a goaltender. You got to be perfect. But Chi High is not helping him at all.
No,
they are making passes to right directly to Wausau's sticks. You know, we're in the neutral zone. It's, you know, it's like we gotta get this.
Yeah, I'm not
together.
Sure which team came off the bus here tonight.
Right.
It looks more like Chi High than Wausau West. And a 2-0 lead for the Warriors. Goal scored by Jake Hain. Assists to Rasmus and Rohde. 8:52 of the first. 8:02 left to go in the first period.
15 shots on net.
Yeah.
There's 8 minutes left to go. That's not a good sign. I mean, I always think it's great when you get 10 shots in a period, you know, for 30 total. They're going to be well on their way if this keeps up.
Shaping up like that Stevens Point game where they had 3 shots on net for the game.
Yeah.
Cards got to start cranking things up here.
They've really got to start making some better passes.
7:59 left to go, and they've really not had any real good chances in the offensive zone here.
No, they get in there and it's out right away, and they're not controlling the puck there.
Ladle back out by Wausau West just into the Chi High zone. Here they come again. It's Crass in the near wing elbow here. Cards trying to find the loose rock, but they can't locate it, and Crass has got it right now. He's already got a point. He wheels and deals, top of the circle. Backhand centering pass cut off by Krista. And Brett will clear it out to neutral ice, aimed for Dylan Bast, and then he was shouldered off the puck there, and Crass has got it right now. Motors into the zone. Crass steps into the offensive zone. There's the pick by Brett Krista with 7:05 left to go and counting here in the first. And West has got it right now. They'll bank it off the far wall. Cards get to it first. Jackson LeMay, that first line's going to have to really step up. Here's LeMay. Screaming down the slot was Matt Fournette. LeMay didn't get the puck to him. And this one cycled in the left wing corner on the half wall. And Wausau West will peel it off the fence and play it ahead. It's right at the Cardinal blue line. Cards get back on the back check and able to intercept and play it at least out to neutral ice. But it's hammered right back in by the Warriors. 6.5 left to go. First period. It's been all Wausau West so far. But the Cards, if they get a goal, can cut in half. Here is Fournette. Lobs that one in the left wing corner. Comes around from left to right. Bodies bang in the right wing corner here with 6:15 left to go in the period.
Oh, no.
And a broken stick.
That one-timer, right?
Dylan Bast, yep. And Wausau West, Bast left his stick out there. Here's a shot on that. Where is it? Broholt finally locates the puck. He had stopped it.
Huge
didn't want
save.
To move.
You know, Wausau gets the puck, a little present right there in the hash marks in front of the net, but Broholt came out, challenged the skater, and it was unfortunate that Chi High's Dylan Bast broke his stick because it was a one-timer, going to be a shot on net, and that's going to cost his parents a couple $100.
No, cha-ching, huh?
Yeah.
6:02, shot 16-1 in favor of Wausau West so far. Cards need some kind of lucky break here, we'll take. Just to get a little momentum, 5:55 and counting as we're underway again. West dangling the puck in the zone, hammered in by Gravine. That one's intercepted by Chi High, but they lay it right back to Gravine again. But here come the Cards on the pickoff right there. They brought it into the zone and then lost it themselves and kind of playing between the blue lines right here. Tapped ahead, trying to chase it down as Carter Johnson. He won't get there in time. And Gravine's got it for Wausau West. Tried to hit a forward coming out. Actually hit the Cardinal player. And a one-timer just wide of the net. I don't think it's enough for a shot on goal. That one came from neutral. And here comes West right now. Into the zone. One-timer. Big rebound left out there by Broebold. And loose along the goal line in the right wing corner. Wausau West centering pass. Going to get through traffic and all the way back to the Warrior zone as we hit the five-minute mark left to go. First period. Angled off the wall. Out at neutral ice. Cards going to need them. They can hold this 2-0 lead. Wausau West Cards can not give up another goal. Going to need a big pep talk. There's a big hit. And that dropped Lee Darrow. Oh, my goodness. The referee took it on the chin right there. Gets up. He's a tough guy. Here's an intercept. Jackson LeMay with a shot. Oh, it came off the window and came right back out in front of Scalcucci. And he saw it come off the glass and ripped it out of the air.
Yep, just put a glove on it. Stop the play. Good idea. So, wow, that was a heck of a hit by Brett Chris over there. Took out the ref.
Yeah.
He's a little slow to go.
Pile up over there.
Yeah. But
a two-car crash. Somebody bent a fender over there. Here we go. Face off to the glove side of Scalcucci. And a shot on net. Just slid through the paint wide of the cage. But that was close. I think it shocked him a little bit as well. Cards trying to get something out in front of the sophomore goaltender. And they do right here. It's Fournette with a shot. And it's smothered.
Beautiful opportunity with Matt Fournette right there. Great pass. Tape to tape. And,
best chance of the night so
absolutely.
Far.
Absolutely. Just on, but right to the stomach of the goaltender. Mm. But, he wants that one back, I bet.
Here he is right now. Fournette ready to take the draw. Let's get something cooking right here. Face off of the right wing circle. And they're going to toss Wausau West player. That's the point. And Chi-High with a chance. Now they lose the puck. And here is Brett Carlson who stepped up. Couldn't get there in time. West with a potential 3-on-2. Here comes Kras. And he was tripped up a little bit. No call there as he went down on one leg. And Chi-High will turn it back the other direction. Here is LeMay. Jackson LeMay in trying to use the toe drag. Can't get past the Wausau West players. He's in the corner. And West can mount a charge right here with the extra player. And 3:50 left to go as the puck is in behind Broebold. Cards will rip it off the wall. Can't clear, though. Wausau West able to hold it in the zone. And now finally picked up and dumped all the way down by the exhausted Jackson LeMay. And we'll take the icing call right here as he slowly skates back to the bench.
Yeah, he's one of those players that gets a lot of ice time, and he works hard the entire time he's out on the ice. Exhaustion is well earned.
But Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 3.5 left to go, first period. West up 2-0. Goals at 7:06 of the period, and then not long after at 8:52. Of the first period. So a 2-0 lead for West. They're looking for their 12th victory of the season. Back in the Warriors zone. Now they'll peel it off the wall and clear to neutral. Cards work it. On the tape of Dane Krista, turned and fired one ahead here. Andy Johnson battling for it right along the blue line, but it's going to be picked up by West, and they at least get it across out of the harm's way. Out of their defensive zone. Cards tried to work it in. That one's going to be taken by Steinke. Steinke carried it into the zone, then lost it. Here comes Brett Krista. Krista's dropped. We got a delayed call coming up here on Wausau West, and the Cards will go on the much-needed power play with 2:43 left to go as Brett Carlson was dropped out of neutral ice.
Yes, huge opportunity for the Cards right here to get a power play goal, cut that lead in half. They've gotten 4 shots on net now this period. You know, they're coming alive a little bit. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but this will be an opportunity to really bury one.
Yeah, I think if they just got a goal, things might open up here for them. They just kind of look like they're going through the motions a bit here tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
Face off in that left wing circle. And, the Cards got the win. It wasn't quite deep enough for Jackson LeMay, but he kept it alive.
Yep.
And they've got it inside for Hebert. Turns, rips
right
one,
there.
And a rebound try by Krista as the net came off. Scalcucci backed into the right post and dislodged the net. So
Brett
Krista
had an opportunity, though. The net, the goalie was out of position from the original shot and just couldn't get a piece of it. But, hey, this is good so far.
Yep. So they'll move over to the right wing circle for the faceoff. Just a few feet away from Scalcucci. And here is the drop of the puck. Cards control. They work it D to D. Over to Hebert. Down low for Carlson to Hebert. In the high slot. Tried a wrist shot that was blocked. But the Cards have the puck right here. Here it comes to Jackson LeMay. Walks in. Bottom of the circle. One-timer. And Scalcucci makes the save there. And it's cleared up. Minute and a half left to go here in the power play. 2:06 on the game clock in the first. Cards are down by a deuce. Cards on the break now. Here is Brett Krista. Weaves his way down the ice. Hands it off here for Jackson LeMay. Bodied up against the wall. LeMay couldn't get it down low. Got some puck support, though, from Fournette. Matt moves into the right wing corner. Now lobs it back for LeMay. Over to Hebert. Down low, and a one-timer went back of the net from Brett Carlson, and the Cards racing to get there, and they can't do it. Dumped all the way down from north to south. 45 seconds left to go on the power play. Minute and a half on the game clock. Cards regather, and here comes Elijah Burmeister out there right now. Jackson LeMay still on the ice. And here is Fredette, and Brett Carlson with a shot came off the goaltender, ricocheted high in the air, and then turned into the corner. And the puck is, we're down a couple of seconds left to go, well, 19 left to go in the power play. And only a minute left to go in this first period. Cards on the attack here on the power play. And not really too many good chances here as this one floats up and out of play. And I think the puck is going to be dropped in the zone.
Yeah, a couple opportunities, you know, they had some chances there, some miscues, not hitting the net with the shot, but better zone possession, even though, they were on the power play, they still weren't chasing it the entire time. You could tell the fatigue was setting in, though, for these two defensemen, four and five. They've
been out there all night.
They're endurance athletes at this point, yeah.
That's for sure.
It's like a marathon for them.
Yeah. 50 and a half seconds left to go in the period. And we're down to 5 seconds to go in the power play. Chai-Hai able to get it out of the corner. And a one-timer on net there by Krista, Dane Krista, on net. That was a save made on the left post by Scalcucci. And it's clear to the corner by Wausau West as we tick it under a half a minute to play in the period. Here comes Damrow. Hendricks Damrow in. Fires one. That one almost hit the net. Glances off the window, and Brett Krista's got it for Chai-Hai. Tries to maneuver through traffic, and bobbles loose in the left wing corner. Cycle down, Wausau West has got it. There's a centering pass. That one tipped aside by Andy Johnson, and this one ripped into the left wing corner as time ticks out here in the first period.
Oh, I'm glad that period ended without a Wausau goal. They were buzzing down there the last few seconds. Made me a little nervous they were going to get that goal, you know, end of the period. That's never a good thing.
No, that's for sure. Shots 17-5, so it's picked up just a little bit for Chai-Hai. Still not too many good chances here for them, but, hey, they get the next goal, and it's the lead's cut in half
here. It's a 2-1 game then, and, you know, had they had a few of those shots on net connect with the goalie or hit the net, you know, they had some opportunities in that power play, but they missed the target.
Yep.
And that's a hard game to win when you're not hitting the net.
It sure is. Yeah, and they just need to get some rubber on this goaltender, make him move a little bit, but 2-0, Wausau West goals at 7:06 of the first and 8:52 of the first as well. I think the next goal is going to be big, Wausau West.
Huge.
You know, it's a lot of game to play here, but they really will take momentum and pull him on their bench if they get that third goal here, especially early in the second period. So Chai-Hai, a chance to rest their legs here and regroup and see if they can get the next goal here in the game. They're trailing 2-0. White City Glass salutes all our hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Cards Hockey on WOGO. It is Teacher Appreciation Night here tonight.
That's right. Forgot about that. I was wondering where the Zamboni was.
Yeah,
here
right.
We go.
Yeah, they're going to take picks. Each student athlete gets to pick the teacher that has inspired them the most, that they appreciate the most at school. and walk it out with that teacher here tonight. So it's a big deal, and I think it's a great blending of academics and sports here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always interesting to see what subject each player takes.
It's not all the time gym or, you know, whatever they call it nowadays. So these pretty good student athletes here, so it'll be fun to see them walk out. All right, we'll take a break. Our extended first intermission tonight, Chi-High trails Wausau West, this non-conference game by a 2-0 count. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Teacher Appreciation Night here tonight. Players picking a faculty member that has been meaningful in their academic career. And one of them was a grade school teacher, going back in time a little bit. But, man, teachers can make a huge impression on students, and we're seeing that tonight. Math teachers and science teachers here tonight. And they're all lining up, and teachers kind of gingerly getting out of the ice here and skated out with the players.
Former Chi-High assistant coach Scott Sinkick is out there.
Yeah, you bet.
With number 15.
Skinny. Yep. In the media department and Cards TV tonight. Glad to be on Cards TV. You can link at WOGO.com under the sports schedule. Tomorrow night we're on YouTube, WOGO Sports. So find us on WOGO Sports there for YouTube feed and subscribe. And you'll not miss any games. We're going to be on YouTube tomorrow night. And then Thursday night, planning that from Hobbs and Eau Claire, the rematch with Eau Claire Memorial. So the players got probably close to 15, 18 players out there right now with their favorite faculty members and taking a photo op as well here tonight, introduced to the crowd, and glad to see them do this kind of thing. We'll have Parents Night a little later on this season. So,
yeah.
Teachers at home, those parents for all those years.
Exactly.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Like I said, we have Cards Hockey back here tomorrow night against New Richmond. Big PRC battle there. And then on the road at Hobbs Ice Center, our final road trip before the playoffs. And that'll be 6:40 pregame show on Thursday night against Eau Claire Memorial, a team that Chi High tied in double overtime 4-4 earlier this season. Then on the weekend, Friday, it's Max Basketball here on Logo and YouTube. It's going to be Max Girls Buckets against Eau Claire Regis, the rematch in Chippewa Falls, 6:55. Pregame show with Caleb and Mark Maloney. And then up at Bloomer for the Boys Buckets team on Saturday afternoon, 2:10 is our pregame show. So the faculty mingling with the players here tonight, and all the photos have been taken as they walk off and skate off the ice here, and we'll get a fresh sheet of ice from our terrific Zamboni drivers coming up here as well. So, first period is in the books. Chi High trails at 2-0, hoping for a comeback here in the second. Shot 17-5 in favor of the road team here tonight, Wausau West. Greg and Connie with you here. Our producer is Gavin Bobey, Cards TV on the video stream here tonight. We'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here's Carlson! We're tied! Breakaway chance!
Two on
here now. Comes Foyles! Foyles moves in and scores! Shanghai wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A 2-0 lead for Wausau West as we head to the second period here tonight. Shot 17-5 in favor of the Warriors. And extended first intermission here. Well, let's give you the top teams in the state. Stevens Point still number one. They're undefeated. And Chaya played point. So did Wausau West. They lost by one goal. We were defeated 8-0. Hopefully that's not a bearing on tonight's game. But that Spash team is really good.
They are really good, and they took advantage of a Chi-Hi team that did not play well.
Yeah. Laid an egg in the road. Brookfield is number two, the team that Chi-Hi lost to in the state semis last year. Then comes Hudson, the Raiders always up there. Fond du Lac Springs, the team Chi-Hi played. Then the co-op team, Nina Hortonville Menasha, is number five. And U School out of Milwaukee comes in top six. And boys, D2. It is Tomahawk, number one, then followed by McFarland. The Ram team reaches Altoona McDonald's, number three. Somerset is number four. Baldwin Woodville comes in five, and a good River Falls team is ranked sixth in D2. New Richmond had won the D2 championship. Now they're up at D1, and we'll see them tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're a solid squad, and they have some really solid players at Bantams that are coming up as well. So they're going to be good for a few years here.
Yeah. And for the girls, Bay Area is number one, followed by Superior. The defending champion Central Wisconsin Storm is three. Hayward is four. St. Croix Fusion, will see them at the end of the year for a radio broadcast. They're number five. And Lakeshore Lightning is ranked top six in girls hockey. Still a few girls games to do here on the radio. We got the Western Wisconsin game here at home on the 21st, and we'll see Michaela Hogan's team against Eau Claire on the 30th. The Stars will be here, and St. Croix Fusion, our last radio game before the playoffs on the 11th of February. And so we'll see that girls team a little bit more as we head down to the finish line of the 2024-25 season.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be an exciting team to watch for the next couple of years.
I think so. They've got some good players coming up.
And they do, and they have some good players that are young, and they had a really close game with Superior. I think it was a one-goal game, and against Hayward, it ended up being a two-goal, but one was empty net, and they also got scored on a penalty shot. So, I mean, it was a really neck-and-neck game.
Yeah. And they've had some close game. I mean, think of the two-goal losses they've had. You get a goal or two here and there.
Against some high-end competition. So,
right.
And they're a young team. So I'm really excited to see what they
can do.
Big
thing for them, just their bench is kind of thin right now.
A little thin right now, but, you know, I think they have 11 kids that will be freshmen next year. So, and a number of them are, playing well. So it'll be a good group coming up, for sure.
Good. Looking forward to watching the CFM Sabres as we go deeper into the season. Well, it's time to call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to rizgala.com. Cards hockey tonight. Scotty Petey, Greg Stewart here. Our producer is Gavin Bobey. And we're just about ready to crank it up for period number two. The Cards down by a pair. 2-0 Wausau West after one. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
We'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap after the game on our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. They're hiring for auto glass techs, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. It's been all Wausau West in the first. Shot 17-5 in their favor. Scoreboard leads 2-0 for the guys in blue here. And they're chomping at the bit. They're ready to come out here, Connie, and play period number two.
Yeah, I would be, too, if I had a shot lead that high. For sure, I'd be excited to get on the ice and keep the momentum going in your favor.
Matt Luckowitz had his team in for the intermission locker room, and hopefully they got a little inspirational message to kind of kick it up a gear here in the second.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to up their speed, the way they're playing the game, and as well as making those passes, you know, crisp, tape-to-tape, intentional. Right away, not waiting a half second.
A lot of stuff broke down at mid-ice here, didn't it?
It did, yeah. A lot of neutral zone transitions, passes that weren't quite, you know, accurate. And, you know, Wausau took advantage of that every time, and they went into our zone quickly with a lot of speed. And it shows, you know, 17 shots on net. Doesn't just happen.
Well, hopefully we can pop one in here, cut the lead in half as we head into the second period. For a 2-0 game back here tomorrow night, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown Show. Chi-High hosting New Richmond before they take to the road for Thursday night's game against Memorial at Hobbs. Referees out on the ice right now. Nets are in place, just waiting for the players to appear here. as we tick down the final few seconds of this extended intermission with student-athlete night here tonight, teacher appreciation night. Goalie Julian Scalcucci played very well in that first period. It wasn't tested a whole lot for Wausau West. He'll wrap up the ice on the south end of the barn, and the freshman, Brobold, Andy Brobold, will set up shop on the north end of the barn as we get ready for the second period.
Yeah, it sounded like Coach Luckowitz has faced the Wausau goalie before when he was our Bantam coach here at Chippewa Youth Hockey Association. He knew some of the ideas, what they needed to do to get past them. And
a little scouting report for the
team
here. Yeah,
they
huh?
definitely need more shots on net, though, to do that, and hard ones, you know.
Yeah.
Goal-scoring opportunities.
Get this goaltender move.
Yes.
Here we go. It's DePoint, Pergoski, and Crass. All three players with a point in the first period against Frenette, LeMay, and Brett Carlson up front. This one comes back to Hebert, and Krista, the D for Chi High, and it's going to pop over the glass and back out to neutral. Backing up, reaching back for it is Hebert. He'll fire this one into the left wing corner, comes around from left to right, and here comes Wausau West. Skating into our zone, and a one-timer knocked aside, blocked by Chi High. Came off DePoint's stick and floats into the left wing corner. Cards try to ram it up the ice here, and finally clear out to neutral, and that first line is going to start to skate off. Here's Frenette to the bench, the first guy coming off right here, and Dane Krista on the ice for him. Puck loose at neutral. Krista gets to it. Dane taps that one ahead, but Wausau West with the INT, and it's out in the center circle again for Gravine, and this one kicked off, a skate goes up and out of play here, a hand pass, I guess. 16:06 left to go, just underway here in the second.
Yeah, I think they dumped it in on their own player who is still coming out of the zone and gets a quick offside.
Okay, we'll take it.
Yep.
So the drop at the touch on the left flank of the ice, and here we go. Dane Krista reaches back, works it to the D, and West will bring it in. Krista hand passes it out to neutral, but touched first by Wausau West. They bring it in. Here is Hendricks Damro. Dropped on the check right there by Austin Frenette, and the puck comes loose on the ribbon on the far side now, and a scramble for it. Wausau West has got it. They'll bring it off the wall. And this is going to be Boleen. Boleen left it for the D, a one-timer on net, and the save made by Brobold with 15:35 left to go here in the second. Line short shifted a little bit as Matt Luckowitz looking for that first goal, sends the first unit back out again.
Yeah, I think Matt Burnett has been skating really hard this period, and or this whole game, putting a lot of speed and pressure on Wausau. Hopefully it results in a goal for Chi High.
Netter up on that first line right now as the puck is in, pinned in deep by West in the D in the their offensive zone. A one-timer twisting and firing is Boleen, and that one's swallowed up there by Brobold right on the left post. So the face-off in the Chi High zone. And it's going to be Matt Frenette. Somebody's going to get tossed. Netter a little early, so Carlson's going to get the call, and Wausau West has got it. Here's Gravine. The defenseman wired one wide of the cage. Ricochets out of the left wing corner and cleared through neutral ice by Chi High. They're going to wave off icing. 2 minutes gone here in the second. No score in this period, but a 2-0 Wausau West lead. And here is Boleen quickly across the line, lays it off to his left, takes a return pass. That one hit Brobold in the stick, and he angled it into the left wing corner. And Krista's got it right now. Cards had to come off a Wausau skater's blade and kick back into the zone, and Chi High has to scramble back to get it. Now the Warriors work it up on the near wing. And an offsides call here. Damro, Hendricks Damro was coming into the zone, but somebody stepped in early, and that'll draw the whistle. 14:38 left to go. Teams trading punches right now. The Cards could sure use a goal. Shots 20-5 in favor of Wausau West. And they'll work the dot to the near side. As Dash Vaughn, the referee, drops it right here. This is Burmeister. And Elijah lays it off to his right. Dumped in by the Cards. Stopped there by Scalcucci, the goaltender. Left it for his D. And the breakout for Wausau West. Across the line comes DeBiles on this third line. The center laid it wide of the cage. And a scramble in the left wing corner. And a whistle's going to stop play right here. And that came off. No action in front of Broboldt. He must have just backed into it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. It was like Broboldt was yelling at the ref, like, hey, this is off by a couple feet.
Look here.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to fix
that. Let's draw the whistle.
Yep.
So a reset here. The drop in the Chi-High zone for Dane Krista. The freshman. Krista up against DeBoyle. DeBile, pardon me, he's a junior, and he's able to win the draw. Cards get it into the Wausau West zone. We hit the 14-minute mark of the second period, and the puck kicked off a player and back in the west, deep in the west zone. By the way, NFL action tonight, playoff action. If you're a Packer fan, you must love this. The Rams leading the Vikes 10-0 out in Arizona in that game that got moved from L.A., because of the fires down there in Los Angeles. So it's in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, where that game's being played. And the Rams are up 10-0 on the Vikings. Here comes Brett Carlson, one on two. Carlson into the zone, wheels and deals, fires one on net. Scalcucci makes the save, sticks that one in the left wing corner. Jackson LeMay on the forecheck, and then lost the rock, and it comes loose to neutral ice. Peeling off is Matt Fournette. Laid one into the zone and lost it. And the puck out loose. And here's LeMay laying the body on a West player. Dropped him. That was Crass. He saw his number 10 on the ice. And here comes Wausau West back in the Chi-High zone. West in. And this one is turned into the left wing corner by Broboldt. But they still wheel and deal. It is Rickard who's got it right now. Skates from left to right. Into the right wing corner. Wausau with the puck, and they'll peel it off the wall and try to lay one out in front. This one to the corner, and it goes in.
They
had a man on the right post. I'm not sure how it got in either.
I'm not sure how it squeaked in, yeah.
Because Broboldt had the pipe, but it's going to be a 3-0 lead for Wausau West. Krass with his second point of the night. And also second point of the night for Pergolski. This one in the second. And 4:27 time of the goal here in the second to make it 3-0 Wausau West. So the hole getting deeper here.
Yes, it is. I mean, they definitely controlled the play down there for a little bit. And this
seemed like it had settled in. And then, you know, that's a goal that maybe Broboldt would like to have replayed because he had the post. It's hard to find an opening there, but West did a seen eye shot, and it's 3-0. Here comes the Warriors again into the zone. They try to backhand a centering pass. That's the point in the left-wing corner. He was harassed as he came in, bodied up a little bit, and the puck finally comes loose, and Chi-High's got it right here. Cards definitely now need the next goal if they're going to hang in this game. 11:55 left to go, second period. Shots 21-7. In favor of Wausau West. And this one dumped in the right wing corner. Cards get there first. That's Hebert. Tries to cycle it back. One-timer on net. Broboldt with the save. He left a rebound, then pounces on it.
Gets taken out at the same time.
Yep.
The neck up. Got knocked off a little bit as well.
I think
well.
So, too.
Yeah. It's
got to reposition that thing.
Yeah.
So the save made there. Still 3-0 the count. 11:40 left to go in the second period. Cards with a tough week of hockey with Wausau West here tonight. And then New Richmond tomorrow night. And on the road at Eau Claire Memorial looking for revenge after that double overtime tie here about a month ago. This one angled off the boards on the near wing and cleared to center. And Cards get over, disrupt the entry for Wausau West. And here's Fournette. Fournette's got it. Walks through the check. Now works it back out on top. The blow to high here. And Netter's got it. Here's Carlson with a one-timer. He walked in on the goaltender. Couldn't find pay dirt. And this one tipped ahead. Chi High trying to center one up for LeMay. The puck didn't get to him. Cut off there. And West has got some momentum. They move in. Wausau West centering pass right there from Hendricks Damro. And Chi High in transition right here. This is LeMay. Tries to toe drag it past the defenseman. LeMay into the left wing corner. Couldn't get in on the goaltender. And Wausau West will bring it out. We got a stoppage of play here as a West player is hurt on the goal line. I think LeMay ran him and just dropped him on a clean check. And he's finally getting up.
Yeah, a little slow to get up. You know, I have noticed that Ethan Foyles hasn't been playing tonight.
Yeah, Ethan was taped up tonight. I saw his dad taping him up, but he's got that shoulder issue.
And must be flaring up today and not able to.
Boy,
we could use him.
I know.
Two players out sick and Ethan out.
Yeah, we're a little shorthanded here for sure.
Yes.
But you
gotta rise
miss
above
Ethan
it.
Foyles. I mean,
yeah.
He is a big miss here tonight, the senior. Chi High, breakout, left wing side, and here they come. It is Dane Krista, number 9, across the line. Reached back for the puck, couldn't find it, and it's loose left wing corner. Scalcucci saves it for his D, comes back, loose at the point, stepping up is Hebert. His shot blocked out in front, and it's going to ricochet back out to neutral ice. Backpedaling is Hebert. And dumps this one left wing corner. It's going to come right back to number 5. And he turns, twists around, lays one ahead. 9:58 left to go. And Wausau West coming into the zone. Here's a shot by the Warriors. Right on. Broholt to save. And it is Tyler Wendell wheeling and dealing just inside the blue line. Fired a wrist shot on net. Save made by Broholt. Traffic in back of the freshman goaltender. Puck pinned against the dasher down low, and Hebert gets there in the corner. Feathers this one ahead, turning and ripping it off the wall as Carlson loose out of neutral. Nice poke check there by Brett, but then lost it. And here comes Wausau West. Into the zone is Cooper DePoint, first line center. DePoint tried to pull the trigger on one, and it ricocheted out of his hand, and Chi High works it out of their own zone, and here is Brett Krista. 9:08 left to go. Just into the west zone, and a long pass out of position was Rohde. So that's an icing call against West with 9:01 left to go here in the second.
Yeah, not a lot of change for shots on net for Chi High. It'd be nice if they could get one yet this
24
period.
24-7.
Yeah, and it's
the shots in favor of West.
Yeah, more than triple than what the Cards have. But, you know, they're still going hard. They're not giving up. So that's a strong reflection of your team.
Two goals in the first. One more for West in the second. The point has been tossed from the dot. And here we go as Pergolski steps in for him. 8:55 left to go. The intercept. One-timer on net by Andy Johnson through some traffic. That tied up Scalcucci a little
right
bit.
Here.
And Cards have it out front. Andy Johnson with a chance and a ricochet off the sophomore goaltender up in the net. Not a play here.
Beautiful opportunity, though, for the Cards right there to get the puck between the hash marks right in front of the goalie. Took maybe a fraction of a second too long to release the shot, but
looking for that
good
sweet
things.
Spot, the
yeah,
corner, huh?
Good things happening here. Let's hope we build off of it.
8:43 left to go. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards Hockey, Greg Stewart, Connie Feedy with you. Our producer is Gavin Bobey. We're on Cards TV as well, along with 680 AM, 103.1 FM, and worldwide at WOGO.com. An icing call here on Wausau West. You can kind of feel, Connie, like they're trying to put that last nail in the coffin here. They're using some stretch passes and trying to beat the Cards back and maybe put this one away.
Well, I think they probably recognize that, you know, the Cards D have been playing the majority of the game, and there's an opportunity there when they're exhausted.
8:33 on the clock here in the second. And a 3-0 West lead as they work it out from behind their own tender. There is Hendricks Damro. His brother plays the wing on the other side. Swept into the corner. Now it comes around. in the right wing elbow, and a one-timer by Damro. H. Damro stepped up and wired one just wide of the cage. Back to the West D, and loose out at neutral, and here comes the Warriors again. It is Bolin. He's got the puck, tried to work it off to his right. That pass didn't connect, comes back out between the blue lines, and Brett Carlson can't clear. And Hendrix Damro's got it as he dances in the left wing corner. Cards get a couple of players around him, but Damro straight to the hole and couldn't pull the trigger on a good shot. Just kind of laid in front of Broboald, and Andrew Broboald made the save.
Yeah, he kept his eye on the puck.
West back at neutral. Here comes Bolin now. Took a feed out at neutral ice. Going to skate in from left to right. Over the right wing elbow now. The Warriors in transition with some players, and here comes Jackson LeMay looking for the first card. Score, gets past the D, works a wrist shot on net, but right into Scalcucci, and he makes the easy save right there. Didn't have to move too much. Centering pass for Chi High, comes back to Brett Christie. He's going to stand this one up, drop it on his forehand, and the Cards get a chance. And it goes in, I believe, or does the save made? No.
They went in, but I think they're calling no goal, and maybe because
the
net's off? I don't know why.
Wasn't sure if it got past Scarlucci, and apparently not.
I thought it went in. I think they just called it off.
Matt Fournette, point-blank range, right at below the hash marks in the slot, but no goal. 6:58 left to go. Washed out goal here. Shots 25-10. Cards getting some chances here in the last few minutes. Andrew Johnson had a couple of whacks at him. There is Matt Fournette with a chance. And we got to make him pay off. Chi High marches in and loose. And here is Jackson LeMay trying to dangle the puck. One-timer on net. Sticked into the corner by the sophomore goaltender for Wausau. And this one dumped all the way down, and an icing call right here with 6:32 left to go in the second period. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Face-offs. Blocker side of Scarcucci. And this one is taken, hauled in by the Warriors. It is Shea Jones. Drop pass right there for Bolin. One-timer on net, and Broboald with the save as the crowd gathers in front of him.
Yeah, I texted some of the fans that are right there by the Wausau goaltender. They thought the puck went in, but the refs who make the final call said
okay.
No goal. So
we don't have anybody working the red light. Otherwise, we could have seen a goal
no
here.
No instant replay here at
high
school
hockey.
Thought
for sure it went in as
I
well.
Did too.
I don't know.
Our decision and our opinions
mean
nothing.
I told them we'd make all the calls up here, but
yes.
they're not going for that for
we'd
some reason.
We call a perfect game up
we
here.
We would, absolutely. Chi would never lose. Cards cleared out to neutral right now. Hauled in by Shea Jones, and he comes in, takes a shot. That one ricochets over the crossbar. And regathered by the Warriors. They got it left wing circle. Now they work it to the point. One-timer on net goes wide. But they're right on the rock right now in the left wing corner. Cards try to get a couple of players in on it. And in behind, Andy Broboald. Finally, some space and time opens up for Chi Hyde. And here's a feed for Carter Johnson. Johnson off the wall on the near side. Cards in the midst of a change here with 5.5 left to go. Got to get some players in there. Back to that first line. Brett Carlson gets in the mix. Carlson centering pass. Nobody at home for Chi High, but
the net is
net
off.
Is off again. This time in the Wausau end of the ice. 5:26 left to go. Here in the second period. Shots 26-11. Wausau West leads in that department. 3-0 count for them. Two in the first, one more in the second. And they lead this 3-0. Face-off glove side of Scalcucci. I wonder what nationality that is, Scalcucci. Like Italian, I bet.
That's what I was thinking.
It's Italian. He's back there between the pipes. And here is Brad Carlson. Twists, rips one, but it didn't get through. And a long pass is out of the reach of Rohde.
Thank goodness, because that would have been no good for Chehai.
That is
number
for sure.
19 to have
call.
The puck all along.
Yeah, the point, pardon me, not Rohde, but the point was the intended recipient of the puck. 5:19 left to go, second period. And we'll do it again, same spot, left wing circle. As we look at it, in the Warriors zone, clean win for Wausau West, but Chihai bounces on it, disrupts the flow here a little bit, the breakout, and the Cards have it. Here is Fournette, his one-timer, stopped out in front, and West in transition. They work it across the line. Here's a one-timer there by Pergolski. Provo got a piece of that. And Wausau will pick it up, clean it back through neutral ice. And here they come again. Here is DePoint. DePoint, left wing corner, gets away from some pressure. DePoint then hand passes it back to his D. And that'll stop play here. The puck is going to come back out
all
to the Wausau zone on the hand pass. 4:42 left to go. And still, you know, it's a 3-0 game. You wouldn't think it's out of reach, but somehow it just doesn't feel like it's happening right now for Chihai.
No, if that had goal had been counted, I think that would have been huge for Chihai. But, you know, they're doing better than they did first period. I'll give them that. You know,
kind of slept walk through the first period.
Yeah, and it showed with the shots on net.
Yeah, 26-11 the shots right now. It was really bad there for a while. Offsides call here against the Warriors. 4:34 left to go. We really need to pop one in here if we can in this second stanza. Face off just below us here. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back Cards Hockey. This is Austin Fournette. Bends it around the boards, and they'll come out to Dane Krista. Krista walking up to the line, and it pinched off, and Cards have to retreat to set it up again. Krista gets the feed. Here is Dane. Shuffles this one ahead, but he gives it right up to the Warriors, and team's trading possession right now. Austin Fournette banks it off the wall ahead. Cards just can't set up shop in the west zone, and this one is turned back deep in the Chihai into the ice. 3:50 left to go here in the period. Centering pass right there, cut off
Austin
by
Fournette
Austin
there.
Fournette. Gives it over to Dane Krista. Krista backhand try, and the puck loose out in front. And all by himself was Dylan Based, and just missed the net. Just watched that one wide, but nobody saw him out there, and he had a golden opportunity for a goal and just missed it. Be thinking about that heading to the bench as we have an icing call here against the Warriors with 3:27 left to go. Cards getting a few chances here, some opportunities, but just unable to finish. 3:27 left to go in the second period. Face off won by Fournette. Matt gets it over in the left wing corner, sliding over as Fournette, trying to cycle it down there, but West was holding on to the yellow ribbon, and here's a breakout pass. West 2-on-2 as they work at left wing corner. DePoint, he's got the rock and skates now on the wall on the near side. And Chihai with the INT here. Matt Fournette will dangle up through neutral, fires one in, tries to chase it down himself. And West able to bring it back out between the blue lines here with 2:48 left to go. Team's just kind of trading blows here. Tayden passes, and this one tipped into the zone. It's going to be on sides, and Hebert has to find it. Here is Hebert in the left wing corner, tries to jam it ahead for Andrew Johnson. Johnson gets the feed. Andrew will hand off right there for Jackson LeMay. LeMay works in, toe drag, that didn't work. Puck slides left wing corner as Carlson tried to steer one out in front, and it's laid into the zone by Wausau West. One-timer snagged out of the air by Brovold at the chi-high end of the ice, and that'll draw the whistle with 2:10 left to go here in the second. Face-off in the Card zone, second period. It's 3-0 Wausau West. Cards looking for a goal here, their first of the night. And there's the drop. West has got it. It is Jones at the near point, and it slid up and went out of play here. 2:03 left to go in the second period. Cards would love to get one here in the second. Try to bite into that lead a little bit here. Face off glove side of Andy Brovold. And here we go. There's the drop. Cards push it ahead, but intercepted by Wausau West. On the right post and pouncing on it is Brovold right there.
Yeah, Brovold's been coming up big this period. Besides that one that snuck in. Yep. No one knows how.
Yeah.
Yep. But I think Wausau is taking this opportunity to run some of their set plays of stretch passes to see what they can do, because it's okay if they don't have a connection because they have that lead.
Yeah, they have the 3-0 lead.
Right, they can try to run some of these fun plays.
Get creative here.
Yep.
Chai Hai trying to work it out of their own end of the building here. Wrapped around the wall, the hard around, and this one's going to come out to neutral, but jumped right back in again by Jones, the defenseman. A chase for it in the right wing corner. We're at a minute and a half left to go in the first period. Here in the high slot is Rickard. His one-timer didn't get through. And Wendell's got it for the Warriors. Wendell drops this one in the corner. Now it comes out in front. Wendell slides over, and it came off the right post. Goaltender's best friend, and Chai Hai with a chance right here in a two-on-one if they can gather up the puck and get into the zone. Left wing corner, there it breaks down. And West has got it now as they come out of their own end of the ice. Brett Carlson, fresh set of legs out there right now. Carlson on the back check, kicked around. That one just slides through the paint. Into the right wing corner. And a shot on net, and that one goes in.
Perfect shot. Oh. Upper corner of the net there. I don't even think our goaltender saw it.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. It was a rocket from the point.
16:07 of the second. And the goal scored by Shea Jones. Assist going to Jake Hain. So Hain's got a goal and an assist. First point of the night for the junior Shea Jones, 16:07 of the second. And now it's a 4-0 lead for the Warriors. It's like trying to skate up Rip Mountain, and another goal comes in. Oh, man, a sloppy one, a greasy goal right there.
Well, he just went around every single Chi High player in front of him.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, no one put a body on him. They were all getting mesmerized by his stick handling ability, and then he just put it top shelf.
Cooper,
he is a heck of a player.
He is.
I believe he's one of our Team Wisconsin players for his age group and shows.
Well, 16:24, time of the goal. So that was, if I did my math correctly, that was like 17 seconds after that previous goal.
It was pretty quick.
Yep. Here comes Chai Hai with a chance to wipe the goose egg off. That one off the stick of Scalcucci and clear to the Chai Hai into the ice, and it's 18 seconds left to go in the period. And the Cards down by Nickel, 5-0. Cards had scored 5 goals in the past 2, but now they trail it 5-0. One-timer on net. Brovold with the save. Cards clear to the corner as time runs out here in the second period.
Well, they have well over twice as many shots on net as we do. So, I mean,
33-12.
No shock. The score is 5-0 at this point in favor of Wausau.
Cards gave up Two goals in the first, three more here in the second.
You know,
tell me about what's going through maybe the mind of Andy Brovold right here, the freshman. You know, he's made some stops.
He has. He's made some great saves. And he's also, you know, had a support there. You can see Brett Crystal was talking to him, you know, as they're skating off the ice. And, you know, Carter Johnson came and talked to him as he's skating off the ice. He's got the support of his team. So that's a huge thing right there for a goaltender.
Yeah, I mean, it could get in your head here a little bit, giving up some goals. I'm sure that, you know, a couple of those at least were ones that he would think he could stop.
Yeah, I think he definitely wanted one for the first period and that first goal in the second period. You know, I think he's, you know, that's experience thing. But some of the other ones, I mean, you know, the last goal, he skated around every single Cardinal
what
player.
What can you do?
I mean, everyone's broken ankles everywhere. Yeah. So, yeah, can't blame the goaltender when you're not even putting a body on. So
5-0. I don't know what a coach tells his team to get back in it, but it's still going to be 17 up on the board here in the third period.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a tough thing for a coach because, you know, logistically, statistically, you're probably not going to come away with a win in this game. But how do you keep your team motivated to keep working hard? And I think after Steven's point, the team learned a hard lesson that you don't ever quit. You don't ever stop working hard.
Yeah, this one could be another Steven's point game here if this continues this way.
It could. But, you know, like, I do think I've seen more effort than you saw the Steven's point game. I mean, Steven's point game, you had kids standing straight up, and here you know they're still trying even after that fifth goal. They still went down, and they're making efforts.
Right.
It's not having success in a goal, but you know they're not just saying, okay, the game's over, we're done.
Right.
Just
exactly. Let's not call this one in.
Yeah. They're not phoning it in yet.
We don't want a running clock. We're still a couple of goals away from that. 5-0 for Wausau West after two periods here. WOGO. And Cards TV. Shots again 33-12 with West all over it in that department. All right, we'll take a break. 5-0 Wausau West after two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Chi High trails this one 5-0 after two periods on Wogo. A couple of goals for West in the first and three more here in the second. And they're on their way. And now Chi High just needs to clean up the shutout and see if they can get something in past Scalcucci here tonight to get on the board.
Yeah, you don't want to go home without putting a goal in the back of the net.
Right.
I mean, that is demoralizing, especially when there's a 5-goal lead right now. I would be shocked if they don't score any more goals in the third period, but you never know. They're just a really good team.
Yeah, they are a very good team. They'll be ranked here if they continue this way. Wausau West, tough schedule. They're going for their 12th victory of the season. They'd be 12-4. That's a pretty good record.
Pretty good. I mean, I would suspect that they would, break into that top six this week probably if they keep it up.
So the Cards trying to keep as many people healthy as possible. Sam Johnson not playing. Easton Skelton a scratch here tonight. And we were talking about Ethan Foyles. And he was getting dressed here and kind of getting taped up before the game. We saw him skate in warm-ups, but I didn't see him take a shift here in the game. And he is a huge huge loss for Chi High.
He did take a shift very early in the game, and I remember he lost control of the puck here in the blue line, and I thought unusual for him, to lose control of the puck. Usually he's able to make some moves and get around people, so that might have just been a result of that shoulder injury. Yeah. Hopefully he rests up for tomorrow and Thursday. But, heck of a week to not be able to play.
I know. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday games here. Against good competition. Yep. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Just a few minutes away from puck drop to begin the third. Chi High trails this one 5-0 after losing the JV game here earlier tonight, 2-0. And so let's see if we can get a Chi High goal sometime tonight. They trail 5-0. After two here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. We'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies, and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here's Carlson! We're tied! Breakaway chance!
2-on-0.
Here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in and scores! Shanghai wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
End of the third period. The Cards trail at 5-0 against Wausau West here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And it looks as if West is ready to coast a victory. They're ready to come in here and finish things out. Cards would like to tally a goal here if they can. And
I'm sure they're feeling pretty good about their game right now. And, you know, they have a good season record going on and another solid lead tonight.
Yep, for sure.
In the Cards rink.
Tough place to play oftentimes for teams, and their coach was mentioning Ryan Brandt, who's in his 11th season, how tough it was last year to play Chi High. He just said they kept coming wave after wave of Cardinal players. They were players that were deep last year at all this offense. Good goaltending, solid defense. They just had all the pieces last
year. Yes.
And Chi High beat them 4-2 during the season.
And now it's the opposite. Yeah. Wausau just keeps coming wave after wave. You know, they don't stop.
33-12 the shots. And West is rare to go. They're out here just kind of skating around. Let's get this thing going. And Chi High has yet to hit the ice here. West is going to go to 12-4 overall if they can ride this one out for the next 17. And the Cards' two-game winning streak will be over. They'll fall to 5-8-1. And the crowd a little quiet here tonight, too, huh?
Yeah, the crowd's a little quieter, a little sparser than normal. I mean, I think that, you know, it's a little harder to play when the energy's not there.
Maybe they're watching the Viking Rams game.
Maybe.
Rams are up 17-3, latest score we had in the second quarter. And I think Packer fans would be pretty happy with a Rams victory. 17 up on the board right now. And a 5-0 lead for Wausau West. The defensemen get out there first. Hebert and Provold's going to stay in the net. Now, some goaltenders, 5-0 here. The coach may have pulled him, but
yeah, they're putting their faith in him. And, you know, he's had 33 shots on net. And that last one, I mean, you can't.
No.
Yeah. He just went around everybody. No.
So here we go. Cards first line out against DePoint, Pergolski, and Crass. Hebert and Krista, the D for Chi High. There's a drop, and here we go. Into the third period. Brobo leaves it for his D. Cards tried the blind breakout pass. That was intercepted, and it thumped off the pads of Brobo. 15 seconds into the period. Swept in behind the freshman goaltender. Now on the left wing corner, Cards trying to exit their own defensive zone. Comes high in the zone. West will turn this one left wing corner, and a centering pass drifted just wide. They scoop it off the boards, pick it up, steer it out in front, and the Cards finally get it out to neutral ice. Cards got to go do more than just go through the motions, though, I think, here in the third period. They really need to put some hard work in and get a little momentum for tomorrow night if they can, or get some positive feeling going into tomorrow's tough game against New Richmond.
Yeah, it'd be great to win this third period. You may not win the game, but if you can win the period. But right now, they've been playing the last 2 minutes in their zone, or the last minute in their zone.
Back on their heels right now. Is wheeling and dealing. Centery pass right there. Provo slides over and makes the stop.
What a save.
And it pops into his glove. Follow that one right over from right to left. 15:47 left to go here in the third period. A 5-0 lead for Wausau West. Still looking for our first highlight of the night for Chi High. Dane Krista to take the draw in his own zone. Gets it back for Austin Fournette. He'll wrap this one around the boards, and it comes high in the zone and kicked back out. Right onto the tape of Shea Jones, who's got a point here tonight. This one tipped ahead, and here comes Gravine, number 27. Turns it into the Chi High, into the ice. That one stopped by Provold. And it is in the right wing corner for Fournette. Austin's got it right now, tried to carry it out. Intercepted, centering pass through the paint. And tipped aside into the left wing corner. West all over it. They back this one into the left wing corner now. For Boleen on that second line. Tries to turn it out in front of both Grobold. And it's going to come through neutral ice.
Jackson Chai Williams here.
First time in the zone. Yeah, Jackson Williams up on the varsity squad here. And he gets his first shift. Big kid. And had a chance inside the zone. West back at the Chi High end of the ice. One timer there. Bullet went high over the net. And back behind the blue line. West sets up again, but an offsides call right here with 14:29 left to go, third period. Cards with one chance, or at least one time, it went into the West end of the ice here, the first 2.5 minutes of the period.
Yeah, the ice is looking a little smooth over there in the Wausau zone. Chi High zone, a little cut up.
I think we could get the figure skating club out there at the same time at that end of the ice the way things are going.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, 14:40 left to go here in the game. And finally the Cards steer it back out. Here is Brett Carlson. Carlson steps across the line, launches a shot, snagged out of the air by Scalcucci. Trying to finish with a shutout here tonight. 14:12 left to go in the ball game. Face off in the Wausau West zone. Back here tomorrow night, 6:40 Cardinal countdown against New Richmond. Will be on our YouTube feed tomorrow night. So subscribe to Wogo Sports on YouTube. Here's a chance. Carlson loads one up, put it on his forehand, and Scalcucci fought that one off. Into the right wing corner. Another good chance. Cards have had probably 4 or 5 chances. Here's a wraparound try as the net came off. Scalcucci backed into his own cage and dislodged it. And so the faceoff in the Card zone. I know they've had a lot of shots. We probably have had, what do you think, 4 or 5, maybe a half a dozen shots, opportunities anyway, if we just could have connected.
Yes.
But we're hitting it into the goaltender or just missing
those one-timers and, missing the target of the net. But there, yeah, if we had, shored that up, we could do a little bit better. It'd be a different game, I think.
13:53 left to go, and West skating down the ice. And now here's Chi High on the breakout themselves. Dylan Based into the zone. Walks into the left wing corner and then coughed it up. And the break right now for the Warriors. Onto the tape and Chase Crass trying to move it in toward the Chi High net. The INT right there. And a handoff to Cooper DePoint. DePoint moves in. He had a goal in that second period. DePoint backhands one. Finds it loose in behind Provold with 13:12 left to go. And the puck pinned up against the dasher in the left wing corner. Crowd starts to gather there, and it is Hebert who comes up with it, lays it off the wall, and the give and go for Dylan Bast, and up to Hebert, but past his reach, and he is out of gas. He's going to skate to the bench here for the player change. There's a little lift pass by Cooper to point. Just kind of feathered that one ahead with 12:42 left to go. Didn't connect with his teammate, and it's going to slide back out to neutral ice. Lazy pass right there. And Jackson Williams getting a couple of shifts here already in the third period. Tried to skate it in, but couldn't finish. And an icing call here against Wausau West with 12:23 left to go in the period.
Yeah, that fourth line is getting some ice time here. You know, I suppose
might as well.
You're down 5-0. You know, you're not going to win the game. Yeah. Get them some ice time, see what they can do. And actually, Jackson Williams not doing too bad.
Yeah. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, Michelle Mua, M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. That's michellemua.com. Back to action, 12:09 left to go. West into our zone, comes back to the point. Here's a shot by Gravin, blocked out in front, cleared by Chi High as we tick it under 12 to go here in the period, but that's an icing call against the Cards. Shots 35-14 for the road crew here. And 11:58 left to go here in this third period.
Football game update, 24-3.
You can tell it's a 5-0 game.
Yes, yep.
24-3, okay.
Yes.
We'll get some updates here from the crew as they follow that game. Yeah, 5-0 here for Chi High. It's been all Wausau West from the opening salvo. They came out flying, and they haven't looked back.
No, they have not. And there's a good reason that they're getting some votes to be in the top six in the state.
They will
they're
be.
They're definitely a good team.
They're going to be a challenge in the postseason for sure.
Yeah, you know, they could upset Stevens Point.
Yeah, they could. You know, they have one goal lost to Point this year.
That's a good game.
Here we go. Face off at neutral. Dumped in by the Cards. 11:40 and counting left to go. Third period. And let's see if Chi High can find some pay dirt here. Krista, Brett Krista with a chance, but a floater in on Scalcucci, and he'll hang on to that.
Yeah, you're probably not going to score from any shots like that,
no.
But hey, you never know if there's going to be a rebound.
Right.
So try to get a pass off the pads maybe here or something like that. It's glove.
Do
has
the
been
best you can.
Yeah.
Dane Krista skates around, loops around. It's good. Take the draw for Chi High. This one pulled back for the West D and tipped out. The Cards trying to track it down in their own zone. Looks as if Colin Soibert is getting a shift right here for Chi High. Number 28 out there for his first shift. So we've seen Jackson Williams and Soibert on the ice right now for Matt Luckowitz. There is Austin Furnett. Skates up to the blue line. His shot into the zone is blocked. Burnett's got it right now. Austin's going to step up, launch this one left wing corner, and it floats around from left to right. Outlet for Wausau West. Cards on the forecheck right there with Krista. Dane Krista in the forward's face, and this one's going to come back to Soibert. Banks it off the wall. Chi High's got it. Here is Dane Krista. Krista moves in, surrounded by blue. Pull the trigger on a shot. That one was ripped, trying to go top shelf on Scalcucci, and that was a tough shot, but the sophomore goaltender made the save.
Yeah, Dane did a great job stick-handling that, keeping his head up, got a nice shot on net. The goaltender, that glove has been solid all night.
Face off to Scalcucci's glove side here. Chi High trying to keep it in the offensive zone. Krista with a backhand try. Comes into the left wing corner. Williams overskated. And here is Braylon Stenke for Wausau West. Now you wonder if Brian Brandt might be throwing that his fourth line out there pretty soon.
Right.
With the lead. That would be Stenke, Barrero, and Fail on that third line. 9:58 left to go here. 5-0 lead for Wausau West. Cards on the break right now. They go cross ice for Greg Carlson, trying to kick it up off his blade.
Injured Wausau player.
Yeah. Back in the corner. in the Chai D zone. I'm not sure what the number is there. Maybe Barrero on that third line. As he gets up very slowly, he's going to skate off. Might have taken a stick butt to the stomach or something like that.
Yeah.
Looks like he's favoring that.
There was definitely some body contact. It did happen in the corner. I didn't quite see what happened, but
that
he went down
hard. Away from the rock.
Yeah.
Barrero will skate to the bench and sit down for a while. 9:48 left to go here in the third period. Have our post-class mirror post-game show. Not too many stats for Chi High for the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, but we'll do our best. A shout-out right now pitched by Scalcucci. And here's a shot on net. And the sophomore makes it look easy.
He does. He really does make it look easy.
9:45 left to go here. 37-16 the shots. Boy, if you got solid goaltending, Connie, you can go a long way, even if the offense isn't up to par. Or,
exactly.
You know, the defense might be a little suspect. But, boy, if you don't have a good goaltender, it doesn't much matter what you got the rest of the way.
Long games.
9:29 left to go. Banked off the wall and an icing call here against Wausau West. They're just looking to warm the bus up here. They lead it 5-0 as we go under 10 minutes to play. Chi High not giving them that running time so far, though. And Matt Lekowitz filtering in some players that don't get a lot of playing time throughout the season. Cards down three players here tonight. Johnson, Skelton, and Ethan Foyles barely played here tonight. Maybe a shift or part of a shift. That's been it for the senior. So the Cards a little shorthanded coming in here tonight, but no excuse for a 5-0 lead for Wausau West. Cards have been outplayed, outgunned here tonight. And Chi High trying to erase the zero on the scoreboard right now. Here is Fernette, turns and rips one just wide. Came off the tender into the left wing corner. And it pops back out to neutral ice. And here comes Wausau West into the zone. That was Owen Pergolski. First line still out there for Brian Brandt's West Warriors, and this one steered toward the net and cradled right there by Scalcucci. 8:34 left to go, third period. Riding this one out here. A couple of goals in the first, three more in the second for West, and they've held on to that lead. And here is Dane Krista trying to win it in the O zone for Chi High. Steers it left wing corner, but pulled out by the Warriors and right beneath us on the near wing. Now the Cards dump it back in again. Andrew Johnson giving chase. Loose in the right wing corner. 8:17 and counting left to go, third period. Cards with a chance. Here is Krista. Dane skated in on the goaltender and shot it right into the
logo.
Yeah, into the logo, into the lettering of Wausau West, into Scalcucci. They just kind of let him walk right in on their tender.
They did.
So we'll do it again. Number 9 stays out there for the faceoff in the right wing circle. And West on the break right here. They get it out to neutral. And here is Hendrik Stramro trying to steer it out in front. The intercept for Chi High. Dylan Bast dumps this one right wing corner. West has got it right now. Works it on the half wall. And Wausau West, the breakout pass picked off. Nice read there by Austin Fournette. Dumps it as the Cards change up some lines here. And they get Zach Black out there on the ice right now. Cards touch up on the line. 7.5 left to go. This one intercept. Cards with a chance. It's loose out in front of Scalcucci. And he'll jump on this one and hang on to it. It's probably easy, you know, we've talked about how Chi High trails this one 5-0 and easy to kind of think, okay, let's just get done with this. But for West, you got to avoid kind of going through the motions here at the end of the game, too.
Absolutely. But, hey, if they do, I don't mind.
Yeah, me either. West has got it right now. Wausau West back to the D. Rammed off the wall and up into neutral ice. And Hebert backpedals to get it for Chi High. Angles this one off the boards. And it's going to be dumped in. But an icing call here against the Cards with 7:11 on the clock here in the third. A game that has pretty much been in the books since midway through the second period.
Yeah. The third goal, really, I think. Well, and then when they thought Matt Burnett scored, you know, that's always
exactly
a tough one to...
Yep. Things could have changed a turning point in the game right there. Here's a shot on net. Broboled with the save and leaves a big rebound out there. Chi-I able to scoop it up and not clear the zone. 7 minutes and counting left to go in this one. Back here tomorrow night for New Richmond. Hopefully better outcome for Chi-I. 6:40 pregame show will be on YouTube as well. We got a delayed call right here, and it's going to go against Chi-I. So the Cards not only trailing 5-0, but a roughing call here will put them down a man. First power play. I think this is the first power play. Yeah, it is for Wausau West down the night. It's been a pretty clean game. One power play for Chi-I.
Yeah, it's been a pretty uneventful game as far as special teams go. So
yeah,
that's a good thing.
If you're West, it's been happily boring
here
tonight. 6:46 remaining and a 5-0 lead for Wausau. Let's check their power play here. They come in here with a really terrific power play, 34.7%. Devastating power play for Wausau West. Let's see how they work it. They go point to point and then down low. And a shot taken right there by Pergolski. Just missed. Laid out in front. And
yeah, Broboll made a save with his helmet there.
Yeah, back to the point. Here they've got DePoint playing the point. And the veteran Wausau West player dumps it in, but it's intercepted by Chi-I. And now we've got helmet.
Head contact.
Head contact here. And this is going to even things up. So for Wausau West, Shea Jones is going to sit for head contact for two. And that'll equal things up. We go 4-on-4 here. 6:14 left to go in the third period. That'll bring the draw back in the Wausau into the ice. And here's the drop right now. 4-on-4, big sheet of ice. And this one came out, brought back in offsides. 6:10 on the game clock here. Somebody wake the crowd up.
Yeah, there's not much left of the crowd.
Oh, man. Work the no-dos in the concession stand here. West has got it. They work it back for their D. Slide it along the left wing fence and into the Chi-I zone, but it comes right back out again. Regathered by the West D. 5:55 left to go, dumped in, and the chase begins. It is Chase Crass, no pun intended, who gets there first for the Warriors, and Chi-I will steer it out. They try to get it for Carlson, couldn't quite chase it down. And Sam Hebert working it back, too, on the back check. Here is Brett Carlson right now. Carlson, the toe drag didn't work, but swept to him by Jackson LeMay, and then he lost it again. Frustrated number 15 out there right now. Here comes West, 2-on-1, develops Krista back there, and that one off the left post and up and out of play.
Good job,
as West had the odd man rush on the 4-on-4. 5:12 left to go here, third period. 26 seconds to go. And the call on Zach Black, so then Chi-I will have a very brief power play with 5:12 left to go if they can kill the 4-on-4 off right here. 5:12 and the face-off. West will push it deep in the zone. Williams back there for Chi-I, but can't steer it away from Hendricks Damro. Onto the side of the cage, and it's going to be picked up by Andy Johnson. Number 17 skates across the line. 1-on-3. Johnson trying to do it himself from one end of the ice to the other. Couldn't quite finish, and it lays in the right wing corner. The Cards have a half a minute power play right now. their second of the night, but a very brief one. Here is a chance. The goaltender, Scalcucci, off his glove, and Chi-High trying to pinch in, but this is going to be gunned up by Gravine. Back out to neutral ice. Cards with one final push here with 10 seconds to go on the power play. They go cross ice. Randy Johnson. Ooh. And this one nearly steered in on the redirect there by Dylan Based. And dumped down the ice with 4:10 left to go. We go back 5-on-5 hockey here. Based tips that one off his stick to Krista, Dane Krista. Over to Jackson LeMay. The touch pass didn't work. And off the window. And an icing call right here on Wausau West as we go just under the four-minute mark left to go, third period. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our post-game show. We'll try to catch up with one of the coaches, maybe the assistant coach, Jason Krista,
Bodie on the post-game Custer show. Bodie Custer is out there as a defenseman.
Okay, Bodie getting his first shift here tonight.
Yeah.
Near the end of the game, and there he is. Number 22, Bodie Custer. He is a sophomore defenseman. This one off some steel. It drew some iron here in the Chi-High zone. Comes back to the point. Loaded up there by Rasmus. Blocked out in front. And here is 21 for Chi-High. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay tripped up. Goes hard into the end boards. And we might have a penalty right here with 3:31 left to go as he was tripped up. Stoppage of play here. And let's see who's going to get the gate. LeMay hard into the end wall, and a hook call on Ethan Rohde with 3:31 left to go. So the Cards' third power play of the evening. Could this be the one where they get a goal?
That'd be great if they could finish the last few minutes of the game with a goal.
Might be important here, head into another game in less than 24 hours. This one comes around the boards. Hebert can't stop it. And the Cards have to hit the reset out of neutral ice. It was Brett Carlson with the puck. Then he lost it with 3:15 left to go. And Chi-High with a man advantage will gather it in. Quick pass
for Fournette.
And a shot on net. He had Hebert screaming to the hole on the right side, but never got the puck to him. Decided to take the shot himself. And it's back for Broholt. Broholt couldn't decide if he should pass it, then coughed it up. Here is West with a chance. Oh, they had a chance shorthanded as the West player, that was Cooper DePoint, very talented player, was right in the grill of Broholt as he picked it off. The freshman goaltender couldn't quite decide, Connie, if he wanted to give it up or, you know, throw it to the corner or what.
Right, a little miscue. I don't know if the defenseman was talking to Broholt, but they definitely had a little miscommunication yeah. there.
And DePoint said, well, I'm just going to take the puck down if you guys can't decide.
Right.
And nearly made the sixth goal of the night.
Big save, though, and you have a player like that, you know, 2 feet in front of you with the puck.
He had scored a goal at 16:24 of the second. A beautiful goal. Just beat the Cards, beat them down, and walked past our guys. So we've already seen his talent here tonight. Here is Elijah Burmeister. Takes the feed, skates behind his tender. Half a minute, or about 45 seconds to go in the Cards' third power play of the night as we tick it down to 2:15 left to go in the game. And a 5-0 Wausau West lead. And this one drilled all the way down. Dumped by West to rag some time off the clock. Half a minute left to go on the power play. Under two to play in the game. Come on, Cards. Let's get a goal right here. They go cross ice for Burmeister. Can't control a hard pass.
Wausau West is winning the race to that puck.
Yep, they are. Chi-High just kind of lollygagging back in their own zone with 10 seconds left to go. That's Jake Hain, the chaser there. Here's Andy Johnson down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds left to go in the power play. That wipes it out. 90 seconds in the game. And the Cards in danger of being shut out for just the second time this season against a Valley team. Last time, 8-0 loss at Stevens Point. And here it's 5-0. So it's Valley 13, Chi-High nothing so far this season. Cards back in action tomorrow night. We'll be here with them. 6:40 pregame show from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Hopefully a better outcome, or at least more competitive game against a very tough New Richmond team. And then on the road Thursday night for Eau Claire Memorial after that amazing 4-4 double overtime tie against the Abes back in December. Offsides call, delayed offsides call against Chi High. We're down to a minute left in this one. And it's up in the rafters, and OOP out of play. As we wind it down, 56.8 seconds left to go in this one.
Yep. Fourth line still out there. You know, they're putting a little pressure on. It's kind of fun to watch.
Williams out there getting some shifts for Chi High. Britton Bologna for the Cards. And Bodie. This one's going to come back for Bodie Custer. Reaches down, tries a wrist shot. Came off a West player, and Wausau West on the breakout right now. Here is Parker Barrero on that fourth line. Drops this one left wing corner in the Chi High zone. Britton's got it. Breakout, top of the circle, and a shot on net. Snagged out of the air by Brobold with 30.2 on the clock here. And the Cards are going to go to 5-8-1 overall. And Wausau West will have won their sixth straight and nine of their last 10. They will go to 12-4 on the season. Face off to the glove side of Brobo. Clean win back for the D for West. Shot on net. Thumped off the pads of the freshman tender. Into the left wing circle. Cards just need a clear. Let's get it out of here. Off the boards. No, they can't get it to the wall on the far side. Brobo swallows that one up with 13.8 seconds left to go. And we just need to rag the time off the clock and live for better days ahead. There is a face-off in the Chi High zone, pushed ahead, stopped by West and hammered into the left wing corner. 5 seconds left, 4-3-2-1, and it's in the books. Wausau West 5, Chi High nothing. Shots 44-21 here tonight, and West had this game well in hand from the opening faceoff.
They sure did. They came out a lot faster and harder than the Cards did. The Cards did pick it up a little bit. I mean, it's certainly a huge improvement from when they played Stevens Point when they got 3 shots on net the whole game. I mean, we have 21 shots. Can't complain about that, really, you know. There's some positive, I think, for the coach to take away from a game like today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll catch up to one of the coaches, probably Jason Krista, on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Tough one for Chi High tonight. Got to just put this one in the books because we got a game tomorrow night right away, less than 24 hours from right now, and the Cards have to be ready. That is an important game in the BRC against New Richmond. So West, they've had a busy time, too, playing, 5 games in about 6 or 7 nights for them. And they'll get a little break here for their head coach, Brian Brandt. And we'll come back and talk about it, wrap things up here from the Chippewa Ice Arena for you tonight on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, and we'll be back.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We've been okay in the past. Our post-glass mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post-glass and mirror downstairs. Post-glass mirror downtown. We are going to head back downstairs when I met with Matt Luckowitz and Connie Feeney. Connie, take it away.
All right, thank you. Yeah, a tough game for Chi-Hi Cards tonight, 5-0 loss. But, Coach, what are some positives you can take away from that?
Well, believe it or not, you know, we did see a lot of good things. We did some different line combinations tonight, and I think that kind of sparked some guys to really start moving. And, you know, we saw some guys flying, you know, that we haven't seen flying in a long time. So, believe it or not, when you're down to two lines for most of the game just trying to compete, some guys step up. We got some guys that are sick that just can't go today. We got a guy that got hurt that was already hurt. We had a guy that was sick that tried to give her a go. And, you know, you give it what you can, but at the end of the day, it was just a flat night. You felt it from the beginning, and they're a really good team, and they're playing really well. They move the puck really well, and we got buzzed a couple times and just kind of had our head spinning. You know, Drew's back there as a freshman making some nice saves, and he's seeing some nice goals go past him. It's hard to fault him for, you know, a lot of those. There's a couple that he could have probably done a little better on, but he's getting better every game. So those are some positives we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, we're watching the game. We're seeing Maddie Fournette flying around the ice. We're seeing Drew make some really great saves. And we're seeing some new kids out there that haven't gotten a lot of ice time. How do you think those younger guys did?
I think they did a good job. Again, just stepping up, filling those gaps where we have them. We really tell these guys, look, we don't need you to do things that you're not quite good at yet. We just need you to do the things that you are good at, or we need you to do your job, and we're going to assign you a job, and that's what we expect you to do. So they're listening. They're taking it to heart. They're going out there doing it. It's hard. You know, you get beat 5-0, it's a loss. Losses always, they stink, and they go right to the heart. But those are some of the positives we are seeing from our team. Again, our focus is postseason, and this might be a postseason team that we're going to see. They're in our section, so we're just planning. We're seeing what we got. We're seeing what we're up against, and we're seeing what we got to do.
Certainly an improvement. You know, this team lost by one goal to Stevens Point. You guys got slaughtered by Stevens Point. You guys put up a nice battle tonight. Can't complain about that. New Richmond tomorrow. What are some of your thoughts for that?
Well, it doesn't get any easier. New Richmond is one of those teams that it doesn't matter who they have. It doesn't matter what talent level they have. The one thing that is consistent with New Richmond is they come at you 100 miles an hour. So nothing changes. These guys came flying tonight. RD had to move the puck. They were pressured so hard right away. And that frustrated RD. Well, tomorrow's not going to be any different, and it's not going to be different on Thursday. So we don't expect any different. That's why we have the schedule we do, because we want to be battle-tested when we hit February.
Well, good luck tomorrow, and thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Connie, thank you. And thanks to Matt Luckowitz, who treated it like a pro. A 5-0 loss, looking at the silver lining and hoping his team can bounce back tomorrow night against New Richmond. Time for our Holly Bobby Names You Know Stats Recap. brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. No highlights for Chi High. It was all Wausau West. They scored two goals in the first at 7:06 and 8:52. Very close goals there to take a 2-0 lead. Then in the second, they opened up at 4:27, a goal by Chase Crass to make it 3-0. And then they salted this one away with a couple of quick goals, 16:07 of the second. It was Shea Jones, and then that very talented Cooper DePoint at 16:24, an unassisted goal to make it 5-0. Cards shut him out in the third period. I thought, well, maybe we're heading, Connie, towards running time, but at least Chi High, you got to give him some credit for that. Kept it 5-0.
Yeah, they did, and that's a huge accomplishment right there to tie them in the third period. You know, like I talked with Coach Matt Luckowitz a minute ago, it's a much improvement from when they faced Stevens Point. Yep. It's a comparable team to Wausau, and then, you know, as well as that third period. So something good to go off of headed for New Richmond tomorrow.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do against New Richmond. We'll have coverage of that 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show tomorrow night, and Connie will be back here with me tomorrow night. Thanks to Gavin Bovee, our producer tonight. Been great to be with you on Cards TV. And we'll be on YouTube. Subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube so you'll never miss a game. We'll be back on YouTube tomorrow night. Maybe that'll be the golden touch that we need for a Chi High victory in a very important game against New Richmond. So the Cards fall to 5-8-1 overall. And BRC game tomorrow, they are 3-2-1 in conference this season. Wausau West with the win goes to 12-4. For the crew here, Connie Feedy, I'm Greg Stewart. Thanks again to Gavin Bovee. Tomorrow night, we'll talk to you 6:40 Cardinal Countdown here on YouTube coverage and WOGO. We'll see you then. Final again, 5-0, Wausau West beats Chi High. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, good night.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cards Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. WOGO.